Danny J.
And I'm Jill Coleman.
Welcome to the Best Life Podcast.
Here, we talk about everything from success, money, relationships and entrepreneurship, to productivity, honest communication, positive psychology, and how to cultivate an abundance mindset.
Make money, travel the world, deepen your relationships, live full out.
This is the best life. Were you sore after dancing?
Maybe that's what it is.
Y'all, we just got back from my youngest brother Connor's wedding, and it was this past weekend. And I always love I've gone to so many weddings in the last couple of years, and the dancing and the music situation has been hit or miss. So yeah. I'm always so happy when I go to a wedding that just has like the best music, the best dance. And it's like long enough dancing. Sometimes it's like dancing for like 30 minutes or an hour or something. And this was like two straight hours of just like nonstop hits. It was so fun. We had the best time, but yeah. I was super sore. My feet were sore for sure. And yeah. Then my dad was, oh my gosh, he was like going off. He was doing all of his old moves. He told me his shoulders were sore the next day. I was like, dude, I thought you were going to dislocate a shoulder. How you were like, just moving, like were you doing the robot? You were doing something.
He was going hard.
But
maybe that's what it is. My body was hurting so bad yesterday. Maybe it's the dancing, man. I don't know. I thought I had COVID because I was cleaning my face with these wipes, and I remember they used to have a really strong scent. And I was like wiping my face last night, and I go, oh my God, I can't smell this. Maybe this is why my body hurts. Maybe I have COVID. I ran downstairs with the pads and I shoved it in Jeff's nose. I'm like, can you smell this? And he's like, yeah. He goes, but it's really faint. And I'm like, oh, maybe the scent just went away. Cause it used to be a really strong smell. And now and he goes, smell the candle. And I smelled it. I go, yeah, I can smell that. I'm like, okay.
I must be
sore from dancing.
I will say dancing in heels though. There's a whole
I didn't have heels on. I had regular shoes, but you know, it's a lot of
getting
standing.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of standing.
I've been to a lot of weddings too. In the last couple of years, and I always ask, you know, I'm always like, which was the most fun wedding? Which was the best wedding? And I can never decide. There's always something about each couple and mm-hmm. each thing that they did that I really liked or that was unique. And I think weddings are so unique to the couple.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I think before I got married, I'd always like, okay, this is how I want my, I don't like this. I don't like this. And I think I was maybe more critical about it because I wanted my wedding to be like all the things I didn't want, all the things I did want. And now I don't really, I mean, I still look at it that way. Like, oh, I might not do this in a wedding, and I might do this in a wedding, but I just always find that it's unique to the couple and what they want. And I said to your brother, actually, just, it's like, was it what you wanted? And I mm-hmm. said, how was it for you? Was it everything you wanted? He goes, to be honest, it was more than I needed. It was more than I wanted, but you know, I think, you know, Casey wanted it. And I really remember planning my wedding and being so stressed and just thinking, fuck, we should have just eloped. And then I'm glad we did because we had all the memories. And I think he will have all those fun memories of all that dancing and all the fun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was a good time.
And everything was recorded. It was so fun. We had a great time.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're sore. It must be the dancing. I know J. Cole's, he's sore.
Well, I did mention to you, my neck has been hurting lately. Yeah. And that really makes my muscles spasm, but I feel like my whole body is kind of hurting, my right side especially. But so I don't know if that's part of it, but something's going on. I need some body work. Any body workers, hit me up.
It was a fun wedding. So actually, I wanted to talk not about weddings today, but I want to talk a little bit about social media, and I want to talk about selfies. And you know, I feel like this is kind of a polarizing topic. I mean, this is going to be a short episode, but a quick story. So I'm promoting like a little program this week. I'm promoting Shantae's course. She's an Instagram intensive. And I realized that I hadn't really posted on my main feed for like probably a week and a half since like the FBA launch was over. And I kind of like took some downtime, and I was like, fuck, I need to get something up. So last night I posted a selfie, and it was being basically just like a selfie of me at the gym. So it wasn't like, you know, you can have like a selfie where it's like you're holding it up and it's like your face like on you. So you do like a front camera. Yeah. And you can also back camera where you're taking a selfie in the mirror.
The mirror.
And so this was a mirror selfie. And, you know, I mean, like, this is pretty common. And I have, you know, posted plenty of these over the years. But within, and it was funny because at first I was like, God, I like haven't posted a selfie like this in a while, like where I'm just like showcasing my body. But I was like, all right, I'll do this as the main picture. And then I'll do a second photo in the carousel that's more like a tweet or something that could be potentially shared. And then, of course, the caption was like something about perfectionism or whatever. It was just like kind of didn't really make any sense with the selfie. Yeah. And so I was already a little bit like, I don't know, feeling some kind of way about sharing it, but I was like, fuck, I need to get something up. And I just like don't have time to like create a reel or do anything like too super creative. So I was just gonna put this up. And it was actually a recycled post. So within a minute of posting, I get a woman. She writes, "While you are beautiful, I'm not sure your posts selfies are helping us." And I was like, there's so much like interesting stuff about this comment. First of all, of course, I went to her account. And I'm like, why are you following me? It's God, America, conservative, Trump won. And I was like, how did you get here? So like, whatever, like regardless, but it was funny that she said that because I was already feeling like some kind of way about this post. And I was like, well, fuck it. I just got to get up. It's fine. I look good here. And so she posted that. And I like, I just responded something like, you know, most people just unfollow when they don't find something helpful, but it got me to thinking. I want to talk about selfies, but I'm also just like, do you need to be helped for every second? Like that was the first thing was I was like, not every single, like sometimes you just have your own account on social and you're like, I look good in this. I want this to, like, I like for a long time, I used Instagram as like a visual, just like a photo album, like of memories I wanted to have or like, oh, I look good there. Or like, oh, we dressed up this time or we went to the show or we did this thing or on this trip or whatever. So it's not like, and so it was funny that she wrote that within a second because it was already like sensitivity of mine. But I was like, it's just funny how like the phrase she used, they're not helpful to us. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that on my page.
Yeah.
I had to post something all the time that was helpful. And it's funny because then I look at like larger accounts, like a Kim Kardashian, her entire feed is pictures of her. Her entire feed is selfies. Her entire feed. So it's like you have these large accounts. Well, I mean, look at your Explore tab, these supermodels, the Instagram models, these Fashion Nova models, right? Everything is just them. And then the caption is like, birthday ready or some shit like that. It's like not even like, so it was just interesting that I was like, oh, well, did I mean, I guess maybe I've sort of set up my account like that where it's like people come to learn something or they come to be inspired by something and they come to, and then I just thought to myself, it was interesting how she put selfies specifically. And I was like, yeah, what's the vibe? Is it like over 40? It's not okay anymore. Like I'm trying to figure out so I posted on Threads a poll that I said, what's your attitudes for selfies? Or do you think that selfies are mean you're like self-obsessed or self-absorbed? And I said like, yes, no. And then depends on the context. And right now, no. And depends on the context are both tied. And no one has said that they're self-absorbed, but I do think that like a lot of people, like, are we at the point now where are selfies still taboo? Are they still like, does it mean that you just are obsessed with yourself? Or is it just, you're like, you know what? I just want to fucking post because I look good.
Well, first of all, shame on you for not helping that woman. I mean, that.
Help her right off my page.
Yeah.
Hi, Lori. Why are you here?
You know, what's really interesting. I found an old photo album. It's within arm's reach. And I mean, most of the people are listening on audio, so I wouldn't show anyway, but it was from college. I used to do outdoor adventure like leadership, and I went on this trip, and this was back on film cameras, and then there was multiple pictures of me where I took selfies. This was before a camera, so I'm like, wait a second, selfies weren't new. We were doing them with film too. They've been around for a long time. We just had to open an album and show people your pictures, right? So selfies aren't going away. And I also, my mom, the picture I used on my mom's grave is the selfie she took. And she sent it to me. And I had to blur out the background because it was just in the kitchen. But it was one of the best pictures. And I knew she sent it to me probably because she was just feeling herself and she looked really good that day. And she never would take photos. And so I'm like, so when you're feeling, when you're having a good hair day, when you're having your outfit, you want to document it. Like, fucking document it. Even if you never post it, document it for yourself. But I am all about it. Like, and I saw that picture. I was like, oh, dang, she looks good. And fucking, if you're over 40, Even more so, like I am obsessed lately with seeing Shalane Johnson post full
Same.
body
I'm
shit.
Obsessed
I'm
with
like,
her. I'm obsessed
I'm
with
like,
her.
her legs right now are out of control. They look amazing. I'm just like, yes, keep posting bikini photos of yourself because I want to know what's fucking possible for myself at
Totally.
50, 53, I think she is.
Totally.
So that woman, I don't know what she meant or what her problem
Well,
is.
It's also funny because if you read the post, it actually was helpful. A lot of people were like,
yeah.
This is such a great reminder. Like, literally, because it was like a slide later was a tweet. And then the whole caption was like about perfectionism and like overcoming it. So it actually was helpful, but all she saw was she must have been triggered. Like it's fine. And I always hate when stuff like this happens. Only because I feel like we do tend to focus. It's like we focus so much more on the negative, you know? So it was like, I wish that like just that one comment didn't make me feel a certain way about it.
Yeah.
That I could appreciate all the other 10 people who were like, this is such a great reminder. Like, this is another banger. Like just people like that. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It was an interesting sort of like dichotomy, and also it happened to be ironic because I was just thinking about that. And then I'm like, but then I was like, yeah, I really haven't posted mirror selfies in forever.
Yeah.
Because maybe there is this, especially on Instagram, on that platform, there has been so much more focus in the algorithm on carousel posts and reels, where I think maybe people are more scrolling for utility now than maybe they ever have before. And so maybe it's like, okay, maybe TikTok, because TikTok, you know, if you're used to being on TikTok, you're like learning something or you're being entertained by something, or it's like, there's this constant need of like, I'm getting something from this. And I can understand if you just post a selfie, you're like, this isn't for me. And I'm like, no, it's not for you. It's for me, actually.
Well, my first thought when you said you were feeling a little sensitive before you posted it was like, of course someone's going to say something, because it feels like it, just like when you first had Pip and the guy said something about controlling your dog, it's the thing that you're sensitive about and you just get confronted with it. I feel like if you had no feelings about it, you wouldn't have even gotten that comment. Not saying that you attracted it or whatever,
but
I
still
just
within
feel
a
like
minute.
There's this funny thing. Yeah, there's this funny thing that happens. It, the moment you have a little bit of tinge of something, someone's going to just push right up against it just to confront you with it. But I don't know. It's funny because that you posted it also, because I've been personally thinking, because I have been hardly posting at all the last 2 years. I've been scrolling more, and the things I've been interested in more is actually these older women sharing their bodies. And I'm like, I'm going to start sharing my body more. I think I need to start posting more shirtless pictures and go back to it. One, I need to get my algorithm back up. Two, I'm like, if I look, I need to know, because 5, 10 years from now, I want to look back and be like, how did I look at fucking 43 years old? And especially, I remember when I was in my early 30s, seeing these women who are in their, my age now, in their 40s, and sharing their bodies. And I'm like, I need to fucking do that, actually. So I am going to start posting more shit with no top on, and I'm going to be more like, fucking yes, it's not going to be helpful. It is just going to be pure gratuitous body shots showing off what I got, because I'm 43 years old, and I'll be like, yeah, this is what I look like right now, and I'm going to fucking rock it. So just fucking own it. At this point, this woman is just, she could just suck a big dick is all I got to say.
Well, also I will. So y'all, she said it out loud. Dani proclaimed that she's going to start posting more. So we're going to hold her to it. Dude, you still like rock a fucking six pack. Like, yes, we definitely want to see your butt. But like, that's honestly, that's, I don't even read Shalane's captions. I'm just like there for like the 50-year-old body porn. Plus I'm like, I love her love with her husband.
Yes.
Like, it's just, you know, it's so inspiring, and they've been together like 20 something years, and they build this life together. And they like seriously are so obsessed with each other. And I'm like, I love seeing all of this.
Yeah.
So I don't even like read the captions half the time. I'm just like, yes, this is awesome. I just like, all I want to see is this. And so I do, I love that you said that. And it was ironic that that happened like within a minute of posting. And I do think at this point, because I'm also saying this because I do think there are probably people listening, and maybe you and I at certain times have felt like, if I'm sharing a selfie, if I'm taking a selfie, is it self-absorbed? You know, it's like, but also I'm like, what's the difference between hiring a photographer, paying money to get pictures taken, more self-absorbed than taking your own picture? It's like, in a way you're like, let's spend money on hair and makeup and whatever so that I look beautiful, so I can show these on social media in a way that almost feels even more curated, or even more, I don't want to say self-absorbed because I don't think it's that, but it's just like, but if it's you taking the picture, somehow that means, God forbid, you like yourself, or God forbid you like how you look. I'm just like, I love that story of your mom too, because knowing your mom, you know, she wasn't like, she had no vanity about her. She wasn't, you know, like, but so the fact that she took that picture and thought she looked good and sent it to you, right? She could have kept it on her phone for her own purposes, but she wanted to share it with you because she just felt like she was feeling herself. And
Yeah.
so I think as women, we need to recognize and look, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But if you see someone who you do respect sharing something like that, try not to talk shit about it. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause I think we would
Yeah.
all like that extended to us, knowing that so many of us maybe do feel insecure about how we look or our body or how our face looks older or whatever. And so knowing that, it's like, yeah, fucking give the love, man, 'cause it already feels vulnerable sharing that.
And I think when you are at the, if you're asking the question, is this self-absorbed? Am I doing it too much? You already probably aren't because you're asking that, right? Like we have sometimes you can go through some people's feeds and every single post is a selfie and it's like, you know, you scroll, and they're all the same one and you're going, okay, like let's just try a different pose now or a full body or something here and there. But when you know it's so rare, you're not doing it too much. It's not self-absorbed. You're like, if I don't even know when the last time I took a mirror picture was. Then the answer is it's not too self-absorbed. It's like this is a rarity. And maybe your phone is full of them. That's fine. Fucking those are for you. But you know, your feed isn't. So to even ask that question, I'm like, if you're asking the question, the answer is no, it's not too self-absorbed. And no, you're not like all full of yourself. But also, fucking be full of yourself. Like we just hate ourselves so much and we're so conditioned to pick every little thing apart. How about we just go, I look good today and I like myself today. And like, I want to get a picture of this because I want to remember it. You know, I think we need to have a little bit more of that. I wish I had more photos of myself when I was younger. I also wish I had more photos of my quote, like fat period after I gained 30 pounds, but I didn't want to take any because I didn't want him to see me. And I just, there's certain times in my life that I didn't have photos because I felt like I didn't look good. And I felt like I just wasn't worthy to get a photo. And now I look back and I wish I had photos during those times, even if they were just for before and afters, like, hey, here was me in this shitty time and here's now. And I could see the visible difference. And I'm just sad that I don't have as many pictures. And even this weekend at the wedding, I took those ones at sunset, but then that was like it. I put my
Same.
phone away. And part of me was like just trying to keep my phone away the whole time. But then afterwards, I go, dang it, I didn't take a picture with the bride and groom, didn't take pictures on the dance floor. I didn't take pictures the next day, which I had a really fucking cute outfit on, and I wish I did. Zero pictures in that outfit. And I'm mad at myself for not doing more. So I'm like, yes, more selfies, more mirror pictures. If you're feeling yourself, take them. I mean, and post them online once in a while too. And if you don't have a picture and you know you need to post because you're have a business online, a selfie is a great backup option to use. I think it's like,
Love
this is
it.
the perfect thing. I don't know.
Yep, I
Do it.
agree. I agree, especially because I think the algorithm has been so heavy on Reels the last couple of years, and it
Yeah.
is sort of coming back to now sort of rewarding still images again, in terms of like some vanity metrics. So, I mean, yeah,
More
why not?
tits, more ass, more
Yep, get it
shirtless.
out there. Yep, more selfies, more TNA, more
Yeah.
bikini photos, please.
Yes,
Anyway, you know,
more of
Danny and I
it.
will never scroll by without liking that shit. Hands
Yeah,
down.
and on that note, you see your girls posting it, you put a fucking fire emoji, you know, whatever you want to say, but support your girls on that shit
100%.
because you know most women, if they're posting anything like that, they are even if they're feeling themselves, putting it publicly is different. Like I could feel good, then when I put it out there, I'm like, ooh, other people may not think I look that good. So you want that affirmation back, or even just at least to not be embarrassed. Like, does anyone see this? Does anybody think I'm maybe I don't look that good? I'm gonna pull it down, you know. So give
Might
that
delete later.
affirmation. Yeah. Felt
That
cute,
look
might delete.
cute.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to know what you guys think about selfies. I do think that the stigma of selfies is old as fuck, and I think we definitely need to start feeling ourselves, especially over 40. And I love that we kind of talked about the age
Yeah.
thing too. So, if let us know what you guys think. Go to Threads, vote on the poll, and let us know what you think in the DMs. You can always hit us up at the Best Life Podcast or DannyJ.com or Jill Fitz. Anything else from you?
No, I think that's it.
Yep.
Thank y'all for being
All
here.
right, y'all. Thank you. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.